Why, as an atheist, would you get mad at Paul or I, or anybody else that comes on this show, for telling you the truth, for telling you what you need to hear? Why would you get upset about that? Why don't you get upset about the lies? Aaron Ra recently was in an interview, and he said, if Christianity was true and it was the Bible God that existed, he says, I would not worship it.
If I believed that God exists, and I believed that it was the Bible God that existed, I would not worship it.
That just goes to show, because Aaron Ra always says, truth matters more. That's his saying, truth matters more.
Truth matters more.
Well, if Jesus is the truth, and the truth is what the facts are, and you're going to say, well, if the truth is Jesus Christ, then that doesn't matter. Then you're defeating your own statement. You're defeating your argument. How selfish. I mean, if it were true, even if it were true, you have family members. Would you want your family members to die and go to hell just because you don't like Jesus? Is that love, Aaron? I would say love is doing the things that you don't want to do to benefit other people. You know what? I don't like debating atheists. I don't. Because I don't like having to hear a bunch of nonsense and a bunch of unscientific garbage all the time. But the only reason that I do it is because of the viewers, because of the audience, because of people that have been lied to, because of people that you've indoctrinated and told that they're free thinkers when they really don't know what free thought is. Don't tell me that you're a free thinker and that you're for the truth and the truth matters more when you've denied and said that you won't believe the truth if Jesus is the truth.
You know why he says these things? He knows deep down that if evolution is wrong, there's only one other option, and that's creation, and he knows he's wrong. So he will lie and say and do whatever he can to make sure that whatever he's saying is taken as gospel truth, because he knows deep down if he loses evolution, he's lost the whole war that he's fought his entire life for, and that is the fight against God. And that is what Aaron Ra is. He is not agnostic, he's not open-minded, and he's not a free thinker. He hates God, and he hates those that believe in God. That is why he acts the way that he acts. And the information that he gives is one-sided, and it's biased. And the only thing that he studies is evidence to go against the very God that he hates, and that's creation. So remember that when you're listening to the words pour out of his mouth. And when you listen to hear him talk to people, he'll over-talk them. Because one, he doesn't want to have the person get out what they really want to say, because he knows it's probably good evidence, and he doesn't want the audience to hear it. And two, he's a debater. He's not a scientist. So he knows all I have to do is shut this person's argument down, or maybe make them change their train of thought. Maybe they'll lose their train so they can't go back to it again, and I've got them. A debate doesn't determine right and wrong. It doesn't determine that. It determines who's the better debater. So because he's got a mouth on him and he can run it at 100 miles an hour and he can throw out big words that are confusing to his idiotic audience, he sounds really smart to people that have never tuned in before. And they're like, wow, I guess he's right about religion. It's like, really, what do you know about religion? Probably nothing, because if you did, he wouldn't sound very smart to you, because he's always twisting scripture as well. So not only does he not know jack about science, he even doesn't know anything about scripture either. He's just an idiot that's mad, and he's throwing out everything, and he's overwhelming to somebody that's sitting next to him, and they can't even contend with him. So, oh, I guess he must be right. He won on the debate. That's not how it works, people. If he was actually real, he would be calm. He would be mediocre. He would be sitting there going, give me your best piece of evidence for creation and I'll counter it. But he knows deep down we will shut him down, and exactly what we have done. And he will never show up on the Standing for Truth YouTube channel, because we will do just that to him. He needs his side. He needs his defense. He needs to be able to interrupt you continuously, or else he will lose, and he knows it.
Yeah, Powell.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, Matt Powell.
Yeah, the Bob's Big Matt Boy Powell. Kid. That one. He accepted a challenge from me months ago that he and I were going to meet on a stage here in Dallas, and haven't gotten a date yet. Nothing's been arranged, so I think he just wanted to, you know, puff and bluff and, like, you know, the way they do. I think I've seen his best, and so I think he already knows he doesn't have anything to bring.
Matt Powell has one way to do his debate, and that's it. And it's funny you mentioned Matt Powell.
I'm not saying Matt Powell is good either.
His peers debate me, and he saw how that went, and Matt would not take me on after that. And so
I get that.
Matt is he only debates a certain way, and if you cross that, then he feels like he won the debate.
I get that. I know that Matt Pell doesn't have anything to bring either. And I don't mean, I'm not here to brag about myself against arguing with idiots. It's no great task to beat people who are stupid, don't do things because they don't want to.
Right.
That's, I don't mean to, I just realized that for the last 5 minutes, it sounds like I'm bragging that I can argue against stupid people, and that doesn't mean anything.